New Zealand and Australia will be reunited on April 19 when a long-awaited travel bubble between the countries begins. Airlines are already ramping up flights, though New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is warning that quarantine-free travel will be suspended if states see new clusters of COVID-19 from an unknown source.
While we absolutely wish to encourage family and friends to reunite and visitors to come and enjoy the hospitality New Zealand is ready and waiting to offer, those undertaking travel on either side of the ditch will do so under the guidance of flyer beware.
That's Jacinda Ardern announcing the travel bubble yesterday. Adrian Littlewood is the CEO of Auckland Airport. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
International arrivals from Australia will start in just under 2 weeks. Are you excited about that? What preparations are you making?
Yeah, very excited, and something we've been looking forward to for a long time. I think it was over a year ago when we first started talking about a Trans-Tasman bubble, so to finally get into operation is great. Look, we've been preparing for a long time, as I know our colleagues have across in Australia. We've split our terminal and international into two parts, so physically separated for those arriving from higher risk countries who will enter into our isolation quarantine process. And then a separate part of our terminal, which is entirely dedicated to quarantine-free travel to Australia, and then hopefully over time additional countries.
So what sort of an increase in traffic are you expecting as of April 19th?
It's quite hard to predict because this is unlike anything in our 50-plus year history that we've had to deal with. But some rough indications, I think Qantas has indicated they're looking to quickly go to about 80% of their prior Tasman capacity. Air New Zealand's starting at 50% but looking to ramp up quickly. Jetstar coming on. The only gap we've got is probably Virgin, given their rebuild phase. They've indicated that will take a little longer to get onto the Tasman. But look, that's a great start, and I know there'll be many Kiwis and Aussies desperate to get across the Tasman.
So you said the airport will be divided into two. For Australians that arrive there, what will they experience? What checks will be in place?
Well, so on arrival in New Zealand, it'll be fairly normal as a process. I think there will be additional public health staff around. Obviously, there'll be declarations to be confirmed and checked around health status and condition of whether you have any illnesses or preconditions that might affect your ability to travel. And then the only thing you might see is some additional temperature checks randomly, but fairly low impact, I think. So it'll be as close to normal, I think, as people will remember from pre-COVID days.
So are you worried that this is going to be a start-stop bubble? Obviously, in Australia, we've had a lot of experience with states and territories at various times closing their borders because of clusters and outbreaks in other parts of the country. And clearly that will impact this, won't it?
Look, that is a risk, but I think as our two countries have lived through COVID over the last year, we've got increasingly accustomed to that risk. Secondly, I think both countries have got better at managing these outbreaks and are more targeted. And so I think that will be a focus for both countries to ensure that. And obviously connecting the two countries does lift the bar, I think, in terms of thinking about whether a shutdown is justified. So contact tracing and testing, all those things we've become familiar with are really important for living in this post-COVID world. And I hope that means that our two countries can continue to stay open without disruption.
Sure. I suspect we all hope that. But do you know how the New Zealand government is going to communicate this sort of stuff to you? Because they're talking about a traffic light system, moving states in Australia from orange to red level. I mean, could you be on a plane to Auckland Airport and find that it's turned around?
Oh, look, that's always a risk, but we have processes in place to deal with that. That's been part of the discussion with the government through this period, and they've left, for example, some additional contingency in our national managed isolation system to allow for those kinds of events occurring. But no, frankly, I think people will manage with some of that uncertainty in this early phase, and it may take a little bit of time to settle down, and then hopefully we get back to some kind of normal where people understand there may be some risk. But I think, frankly, a lot of people will be willing to take that if it means there is a risk of additional 3 days in Sydney or Brisbane if you're travelling to work through a short targeted lockdown.
It was interesting watching the TV news reports on all of this overnight, and a fair number of Kiwis interviewed in those reports saying that they were quite worried about this. They feared what might come on the planes from Australia. Could you offer us a reflection on what the mood in New Zealand is about this impending travel bubble?
Well, look, I think it's interesting, and this reflects probably what you see around the world. There's, you know, some split views. Those who are anxious or concerned about their health, and that's understandable. Equally, there are those who are desperate to reconnect with friends and family again. And so you're not going to find one consistent or homogenous view on the future. And that's why you've got to do it in a measured and managed way. But I think with vaccine rollouts starting to happen, and actually a deeper inquiry into the actual risk. Actually, Australia has a very tight system of quarantine and control about access in and out of the country, in fact, tighter than New Zealand. But if we look at the actual incidence of COVID cases coming from Australia to New Zealand in the last 9 months, there have been only 3 out of 26,000. Equally, New Zealand has been open to Australia one way for 6 months, and I don't think that's caused any concern about COVID being shifted from here to Australia. So I think if you look at the evidence would suggest the risk is very, very low, and that's been endorsed by our epidemiologists and public health specialists in New Zealand.
Adrian Littlewood, we'll look forward to you waving at us as we arrive at Auckland Airport. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Hamish.
Adrian Littlewood is the CEO of Auckland Airport.